The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, November 8, 2023. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero visited the Sino-Cuban joint venture Biotech Pharma, BPL, and praised the production of medicines with high social impact in both countries. The company's director, Bai Xianhong, explained that the objective is the research, development, and production of innovative biomedical products such as monoclonal antibody drugs and therapeutic vaccines. This feature, he said, makes BPL the first high-tech place in China to develop antibody drugs. During his tour of the plant, Marrero spoke with Cuban and Chinese workers, whom he congratulated for their contribution to bilateral ties in biotechnology. The Prime Minister praised the practical results of this collaboration and commented that they are an example for the rest of the joint ventures that arise between the two countries. This development, Marrero stressed, is in line with Cuba's priorities, as this is the maximum expression of science, innovation, and high technology aimed at one of the most sensitive issues, which is human health. Cuba and China recently signed cooperation agreements in the biotechnology area on the occasion of the visit of the Cuban Prime Minister to China. The sixth investment forum is winding up at the 39th Havana International Fair, FIHAV 2023, this Wednesday, and among its main activities taking place at Expo Cuba Fairgrounds until November 11 is the display of foreign investment opportunities for the Eurasian Economic Union. Investment potentialities for the Gulf nations, Cuba as an attractive market for the region, and the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the Promotion Agency of Mozambique and the Mariel Special Development Zone are, among others, part of this Wednesday's activities at FIHAV 2023. Added to those activities are the presentation of the portfolio of services of the Cuban Medical Services Commercialization Company and the National Days of China, Panama, Argentina, Vietnam, the Netherlands, and Mozambique. 30 projects were signed in 2023. 3 are in the final approval phase and 45 are in advanced negotiations for an estimated $9 billion. And for the first time, a foreign investment agreement was signed with a Cuban partner living abroad. This shows the country's will towards its nationals living abroad and a step of reference to reach more agreements. The Accessible America 2023 regional event aimed at socializing the management of information and communication technologies began in the Cuban beach resort of Varadero this Wednesday. Under the auspices of the International Telecommunication Union and the Cuban Ministry of Communications, America Accessible will promote digital inclusion and the empowerment of all people, regardless of age, gender, ability, or geographic location. This year, the International Telecommunication Union is celebrating the 10th anniversary of America Accessible, which is the union's leading regional platform focused on information and communication technologies accessibility. The Japanese ambassador to Cuba, Hirata Kenji, will deliver this Wednesday a conference on Japanese traditional painting as part of the Japanese Culture Days in Havana, running from November 2 to 11. The hemicycle of the Universal Art Building of the National Museum of Fine Arts will host a meeting with the diplomat at 3 p.m. local time, while at 4 p.m., the Ukiyo-e exhibition, 53 stations of Tokaido, will open in the transitional room of the gallery. On Thursday, the Wallonia Showcase will host another exhibition that will take place with a varied program, including the exhibition of images selected by the Japan Camera Industry Institute. The Japanese Culture Day in Havana is dedicated to the 125th anniversary of the migrations to Cuba from the so-called Country of the Rising Sun. Cuba's ambassador to Mongolia, Jorge Ferrer, met in Ulaanbaatar with outstanding students from this nation who will study at Cuban universities next year. Many will study medicine as part of Cuba's Solidarity Program of free scholarships for developing countries. Since 1963, some 140 Mongolian professionals have graduated in medicine, stomatology, and other studies related to engineering, Cuba's diplomatic legation in Ulaanbaatar informed. The Cuban diplomat also explained the practical nature of medical science teaching and the achievements of Cuba's biopharmaceutical industry. Cuba decided to increase the number of scholarships for Mongolian youth as of 2024, modestly taking into account the traditional friendship relations between the two countries and as an initiative of Havana's presidency of the G77 plus China to promote South-South cooperation. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Bolivia, Luis Arce, will present a report on his 3 years of management during the opening session of the Plurinational Legislative Assembly. The vice president and head of the Legislative Assembly, David Choquehuanca, convened the first session of the new legislative year to meet in the Legislative Assembly chamber. According to the Vice Presidency of the state, the agenda establishes as the first point the inauguration of the 2023-2024 legislature by Choquehuanca. The second topic is the management report of the constitutional president of the plurinational state of Bolivia, Luis Alberto Arce Catacora. The Vice Minister of Communication, Gabriela Alcón, told the press that this is a very important space in which a report must be provided on the work carried out and that it will be done in a very responsible manner, with data comprising the importance of Arce's management and the work carried out by the 17 ministries. Statistics show that in the first half of this year, Bolivia achieved a 2.21% economic growth, placing it among the countries with the highest economic growth in the region. Meanwhile, the incursion of Dominican soldiers into Haitian territory caused tension in the border of the city of Huanaminti in the northeast of the country where an irrigation canal is being built. According to local press reports, after the soldiers entered Haitian territory, the farmers building the water intakes set up barricades using burning tires along the highway that separates the two countries. The demonstrations paralyzed traffic and created an atmosphere of chaos in the city. Footage circulated on the network shows Dominican soldiers pointing their weapons at Haitian citizens. The incident occurs amid diplomatic tensions between the countries over the construction of an irrigation canal that, in Santo Domingo's opinion, will divert the Massacre River shared by the two nations. The government of Haiti reaffirmed its right to use the shared water resources and recently reiterated its willingness to solve the conflict through diplomatic channels. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.